Blog Talk Radio.
You're so worthy. You're divine to abide.
Tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generations. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just truly give glory and honor to God today for allowing us to have this day. Amen. This day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We give glory and honor to God, who is our Savior, our Keeper, our Provider, our Waymaker, our joy, our peace, and our strength. In the midst of it all, we want to honor the men and women of God that labor with us, that pray with us, that encourage us. We thank God for having our very own Bishop Freddie Brown with us this morning. We honor the man of God. You might not get to see Bishop often, but know that Bishop keeps in touch with Pastor. Amen. We talk on a regular basis, and I truly honor, I respect him so much. I honor him so much, and it's just a great joy that we have his voice with us on today. And then our very own Pastor Sherelle Pennington, amen, all the way in Atlanta, Georgia. We thank God for the woman of God. Yes. You don't see her often, but know that she keeps in contact with Pastor. And the good thing about both of them, even though they're in different parts of the state, they still pray for the Greater St. Stephen's Church family, and we are just so blessed. We are so blessed. We want to honor our very own Elder Dante Farmer. Amen. Yeah. We thank God for you, Elder, and the work that you do. Y'all don't know it, but Elder, he makes sure he makes it down to that church at least once a week to walk around, and we thank God for our deacon, Deacon Ray Gwynn, our deaconesses, our mothers and deaconesses. Thank God for the men and the women of Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. I thank God for Brother Farrell Mack and Brother J.V. Kimmins. Amen. I want to honor them because during this time of COVID-19, they are still making sure that the church and Brother Jerry, don't let me forget Brother Jerry, they're making sure that the grounds are beautiful. They're making sure that everything is decent and order at the church. And so we just want to honor God, and we want to honor each of you for being with us on today. We're not going to prolong the time. We're going to get right into our worship experience. I have a song I want to play for you, and following that song, Elder Farmer and Bishop Brown are going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer and pray and intercede on our behalf. Following those two prayers, Sister Kamisha will lead us in our exhortation of worship, getting us ready for praise and worship, and we'll go into praise and worship. But hear the words of this song. Let it minister to you. Turn your living room into a sanctuary. Turn that couch into a pew. Turn that bedroom into a sanctuary. Turn that bed into a pew. Whatever it is you need to do to get into the presence of God, I want you to get there by any means necessary. Lift up your hands as if you were at 3605 Northeast Mallory. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph as if you were at 3605 Northeast Mallory. But whatever it is you got to do, get in to the presence of the Lord.
You're not in the room. I wanna look. out in the room, I wanna look right at you. I wanna sing right to you. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, I believe.
Elder Farmer?
Oh, yes, Pastor. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for allowing your service to rise to witness your glory another day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we extol you. We exalt you, oh, Heavenly Father. We magnify your mighty name. We just thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for just allowing us to witness your grace. Have mercy on us, Heavenly Father, and forgive us for any sins, known or unknown. This is the day that you created, O Heavenly Father. Continue to guide your servants, O Heavenly Father, with the mind of Christ. Guide us, O Heavenly Father, to submit to you in all humility, O Heavenly Father. Be with your people in this time, O Heavenly Father. Stir in us the spirit, O Heavenly Father, just to rejoice in you, O Heavenly Father. We just glorify you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for this day, O Heavenly Father. We just thank you for everything that you have given us, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, bless us with the hedge of protection, O Heavenly Father. Be with your people, O Heavenly Father, as we go to and fro on this earth, O Heavenly Father. Rain down upon us, O Heavenly Father, that we may just give you all glory and praise, O Heavenly Father. Continue to show your servants the way, O Heavenly Father. Lead us, O Heavenly Father. Let us boast in our weakness, O Heavenly Father, that your power may rest down upon us. Show us the way, O Heavenly Father. We just glorify you, O Heavenly Father, and we rejoice, O Heavenly Father. We know that this is a testing of faith, but the righteous shall live by faith, O Heavenly Father. Guide us, O Heavenly Father, not to turn away, O Heavenly Father, nor be intimidated, O Heavenly Father. Guide us to be strengthened and guided in your love, O Heavenly Father, that love and comfort that you give to us, we may give to others, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, show us, O Heavenly Father. Bless the work of your servant's hands, O Heavenly Father, that in this glory, O Heavenly Father, you may be glorified. Lead us, O Heavenly Father. Show us the way. Be with all your members, O Heavenly Father. Be with all your leaders. Be with our families, O Heavenly Father. Bless us with the things that we need, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, just bless us with that humble spirit, O Heavenly Father. Bless us with a sound mind and self-control, O Heavenly Father. Guide us just to always look to you first, O Heavenly Father. Let us not be worried or anxious about tomorrow, O Heavenly Father, but seek you first today in all things. Lead us, show us, O Heavenly Father. Please have mercy on us. Forgive us for our sins, O Heavenly Father. Just guide us, O Heavenly Father, to honor and worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Hear this prayer as we call upon you, O Heavenly Father. Show us, O Heavenly Father, that we may be the people that you created us to be in your Son, O Heavenly Father. Be with us. Accept this prayer, O Heavenly Father. May it be acceptable in your sight, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, we bless you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And God, as we come boldly to the throne of grace, one more time, Father, you have given us another day. One more time, God, as we come and turn wherever we are into a sanctuary. And God, we bless you now. God, we thank you for being our God, realizing you are the God of the Most High. And God, we said thank you now. God, we thank you for Jesus. Father, not only did he get up with power, but he laid down with power. Father, he said, if I wanted to, I can send 12 legion of angels to come see about me. And God, we thank you for Jesus now. Now, God, we ask the Spirit of the living God, you're welcome into these broken vessels. God, come in and have your way, O God. Do what you do best and be God in our life. And God, we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise, O God. God, we know we won't become glory stealers, but we'll just say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done, O God. Thank you, O God, that you're keeping this virus from us. So thank you, O God. And God, we pray for the family that this old virus, this devil, have attacked it, O God. We ask you to touch them now. Move like you never moved before. God, we are calling upon you today. God, we are praying and we are asking you today. You said when we need you to call upon you, and we are calling upon you now. And God, we ask you to bless St. Stephen now. Bless those under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to have mercy upon us. God, let mercy suit our case. In the name of Jesus. And then, God, we'll be careful to give you the glory for all that you do. And, God, we come before you today realizing all we have is your word. God, we ask you to lower us down in your word. God, help us to meditate upon your word. God, help us to speak your word, oh God. Help us to say what you say about our life. God, you said we will live and not die and declare the glory. And, God, we bless you now. God, we praise you now. God, you said that you know the thoughts you think for our lives, thoughts of good and not evil to live expected in, oh God. Now we speak your word, oh God. God, we say what you say in the name of Jesus. And then, God, we ask you to bless every mother, every deacon, every member. Then, God, we ask you to touch the leader, the angel of the house. Touch pastor now in the name of Jesus. Touch a mind. Let your anointing flow from the crown of a head to the sole of a feet. And, God, we'll say thank you now. God, we realize we can't do nothing without you. In you we live, we move, and we have our being. God, we can't even pray without you. God, we say thank you now. God, we give you glory now. God, we give you honor now. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask you to do us like you did Job. Put a hedge of protection around us. Keep us from hurt, harm, or danger. And God, when it's all said and done, God, we still will say thank you. God, you brought us from a long way. And then, God, you didn't bring us to leave us, oh God. God, we say thank you. We bless you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We love you today, God. We adore you, God. We magnify you, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We come before you with praise and thanksgiving on our lips, oh God. We enter into your courts with praise, oh God. We bow down before you, oh God, to worship and adore you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We lift you up, oh God. We lift up holy hands and say hallelujah, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord, oh God. Thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come before your presence with thanksgiving, oh God. Thank you for this time we've come to bow down before you and beg for your presence to enter into our hearts, oh God. We just love you today, oh God. We adore you, oh God, as we come to give you our praise and our worship, oh God. We ask that you see it and you clean us, and we do it in worship in spirit and in truth, oh God. Let this praise and worship time be beautiful music and sounds into your ears, oh God. We just want to lift up our praise and worship to you today, God, because you have been awesome, oh God. You have been a great God to us, oh God. You protected us, oh God. You've allowed us to see another day, oh God. You've given us the activity of our limbs, oh God. We're able to lift our hands, oh God. We're able to clap our hands, oh God, and we bless you, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God, for you are a great God. You are a worthy God, oh God, and we know that when we enter into your presence, oh God, there is joy, oh God. There is peace, oh God. There is love, oh God. There is comfort, oh God. There is restoration, oh God, and we just enter in now, oh God. We lift up our hands, oh God, speaking what we need today from you, oh God. We come with a need, oh God, and we will praise you and we will worship you, oh God, to see so that you will give us that need, oh God. We know that when blessings go up, praises come down, oh God. We know that when praises go up, blessings come down, oh God, and we come to praise your holy name, oh God, for you are a loving God. You are a righteous God. You are a faithful God, and we love you, God. We love you with the everlasting love, oh God. We love you for the reckless love that you showed us, oh God. You came and you found us. We was that lost sheep, oh God, that one sheep out of the 99, oh God, and we love you for that love, oh God. We worship you for that love, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We thank you for that love, oh God, and we owe you praise, oh God. We owe you worship from our hearts, oh God, and we just come before you now, oh God, to give you that worship, oh God. We come to give you that praise, oh God. We come to lift you up, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We come to bless your magnificent name, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, oh God. We love you, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We worship you, oh God, and we can't do it enough, oh God. We cannot worship you enough, oh God. We thank you for this time, oh God. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you for coming into this place, oh God. We thank you for meeting us right where we are, oh God. We thank you, oh God. And now, oh God, as we go forth in our worship experience, oh God, the presence of the Lord is here, oh God. The presence of the Lord is here, oh God. We bless you now for your presence, oh God. We thank you now for your presence, oh God. We feel your presence, oh God. The song said, let us feel you, oh God, with no distractions, oh God, and we're here, oh God. We have no distractions, oh God. Our minds are set on you, oh God. Our hearts are set on you,
are, God. We want to just worship you, God. We want to adore you, oh God. We want to love you, oh God, because you have been a great God. You have been an awesome God to us. We can't thank you enough for the blessings that you've given us, oh God. You've given us a day to live, oh God, a day to love someone, oh God, a day to bless your name, oh God, a day to just look at the amazing skies, oh God, and be thankful for your love, oh God. Be thankful for who you are in our lives, oh God. We are nothing but empty, dirty rags, oh God, and you love us, oh God. We are clay and you mold us, oh God. Continue to keep your hedge of protection around us, oh God. Continue to mold us, oh God. Continue to love us, oh God. Continue to chastise us when we're wrong, oh God. Continue to keep us in your word, oh God, hearing your voice, oh God. Give us clean hearts, oh God. Give us clean hands, oh God. Let us be a generation that seeks after you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be a generation that seeks after you, oh Jacob, oh God. We just love you today, oh God. We worship you today, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We give you the highest praise, oh God. Hallelujah is the highest praise, oh God. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And you are worthy, oh God. You are awesome. You are adorable. We love you, oh God. You are everything that we need, oh God. And we just pray that you continue to keep us in your will, oh God. Continue to keep us in your hand, oh God. You hold the whole world in the palm of your hand, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you that you are controlling every situation right now, oh God. We praise you now, oh God, for the things that are going to come forth, oh God. We adore you, God. We worship you now, God. Oh, God, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for this time of praise. We thank you for every person on this line, oh, God. We thank you now, God. We pray that the presence of the Lord just fill us, oh, God, with your spirit, oh, God, and we go forth in high praise, oh, God. We go forth in high worship, oh, God, because it's all due to you, oh, God. There is no other God like you, oh, God, and we just love you, Lord. We worship you, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
About time for a war cry, though. We're going to do this for Bishop Moses, y'all. We love you, Bishop. I think you ought to get your feet ready.
hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Broken heart,
You're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. To it all. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, devotion, day I'm a vacay.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is a way maker, miracle worker. Doesn't matter what it is we're going through right now, saints of God, we've got to remember who he is in our lives. We truly thank God for those that were responsible for getting us into the presence of the Lord. If you don't feel the presence of the Lord, that's because you wasn't trying to engage in the worship, because the Spirit of the Lord was here. I felt his presence from the time the prayers went forth from Elder Farmer Misha Brown and Sister Kamisha. Thank you so much for just taking us into the presence of the Lord. We truly, truly, truly feel his presence. And I want you to remember today, in spite of what it is that we're going through, God is still in control. And that's why those songs were so on time today, to remind us he is a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always, even until the end of the earth. So when you're going through the week and you want to have a pity party, stop and remember that he is a way maker, a miracle worker, promise keeper. And all we got to do is give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, because that's what he is due. Amen. We're getting ready now for our mission statement. Following our mission statement, we'll give our announcements, and then we'll be in the hands of our teacher, Sister Janetta. Sister Mona is coming at this time with our mission statement.
Good morning, everyone. Join me as I say our mission statement. We believe that we would transform the community by developing fishermen and women. It is our goal to catch and cultivate the lost, that they may have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which will cause them to celebrate him, commune with the saints, and work with us to fill the Great Commission. Thank you and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mona. Amen. We just want to give a few announcements and share with you if anybody is in need of any resources. I know that there are a lot of food banks that are open in the community, and I just want to take out a minute just to kind of give us some information of where we can help others get food, or we ourselves can go and get food, you know, food. You definitely want to keep feeding yourself fruits and vegetables. It's so important. And so you buy the meat and stuff and bread and milk, and sometimes you might need some little extra because we're home all day and we don't want to sit up and eat Doritos and Snickers and drink Pepsi.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's my favorite choice of food. But we don't want to do that all day, and we need, you know, some little extra. So every Monday from 9 to 11:15, and then from 1 to 3:45, the Salvation Army, their food bank is open. The address is Williams Avenue.
Again, that's the Salvation Army on Mondays from 9 to 11:15 and 1 to 3:45. 5325 North Williams Avenue. And then on Tuesday, Jefferson High School's food bank is open. They're on the Commercial Street side, and that's from 1 to 3. That's Jefferson High School from 1 to 3 on Tuesdays. 574 Northeast Alberta Street. Also on Tuesdays, for those that are out in the Gresham-Troutdale area, Reynolds High School's pantry is open from 3:30 to 5:30. It's a curbside pickup. The address is 1698 Southwest Cherry Park Road. That's in Troutdale, Oregon. Reynolds High School Pantry, 3:30 to 5:30 every Tuesday. And then on Thursday, Park Rose Middle School and Schaefer Elementary School, their food bank is open from 3:30 to 6. It's a curbside pickup. The address is 3701 Northeast 131st Place. That's Park Rose Middle School, 3701 Northeast 131st. And then David Douglas High School, their pantry is open from 5 to 7 on Thursday. And the address is 1034 Southeast 130th Avenue. And then on Friday, the Salvation Army is open again, and so is Jefferson, the same time. Salvation Army, 9 to 11:15, 1 to 3:30, and then Jefferson is from 1 to 3. Amen. So if you know anybody that are in need of food, these are the places that they can go. I will give this announcement out again tonight at 8 o'clock for the Light of Portland broadcast. I hope and pray that you have been enjoying our time of worship together in these unusual circumstances. But I want you to know that God is still in the blessing business, and God is still doing wonderful, great things for us. So tonight at 8 o'clock for our Light of Portland broadcast, join me as we host none other than our very own Bishop Freddie L. Brown. Amen. Bishop will be bringing the word on tonight. Bishop will be bringing the word on tonight. And so as you can hear, I've got some folks here with me, ma'am, that are truly excited, and they are ready to receive a word from the Lord. So tell your mother, tell your father, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your neighbor to join us on the Light of Portland broadcast. Anybody can dial in. The number is 917-388-4161. Anybody can dial in to the Light of Portland broadcast every Sunday night at 8 p.m. And then, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you are joining us for prayer on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock p.m. We go in, and folks have been praying up a storm, going before the Lord. It has been a good time of prayer. One of the things I heard Dr. Charles Stanley say this morning on In Touch Ministries is that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you don't have a strong prayer life, it's something wrong with you. Nothing wrong with him. It's something wrong with you, because he wants us to communicate with him. He is there all the time, 24/7. And so we ought to make time for prayer. I want to encourage you, if you call in on the prayer line, participate with us. We need to hear the saints praying. We need to know what you're praying about so that we can touch and agree with you. If we don't, we will never know that you are needing prayer if you don't ever open your mouth and say, I'm standing in need of prayer, and Lord, save my children, save my son, save my husband. We can't agree with you if we don't know what you're praying for. So I'm encouraging you, and I'm asking you to let that Holy Ghost boldness rise up in you on Tuesdays and Thursdays night, and let's just go before the throne of grace and bombard heaven, yes, with our prayers. Amen. Let's bombard heaven with our prayers. And then on Wednesday night, we have Bible study at 6:45 p.m. So that number is 774-220-4000. The number again is 774-220-4000. And the code access is 55558#. And we ask that you just come ready. We're in Hebrews chapter 8. Come ready to study the word of God with us. We've been having a good time in the Lord. I also want to share this announcement with you. Last week I received a phone call from one of our fathers in the ministry, our mentor, Dr. Bethel. And he asked me, he said, if I found some iPads, would you want one to live stream? And I said, I hesitated for a minute because y'all know I like to be behind the scene, and being in front of a camera is a lot, amen. And so I procrastinated in getting back to him. He texted me. I'm sorry. I procrastinated, and as I was preparing my text to say yes, he called me. And so he says, Pastor Kim, he says, I'm working on getting some iPads for some of our churches. Would you be interested in getting one? So can I tell you all that on a Friday morning, Imago Day, Pastor Michael Dean brought Greater St. Stephen's a brand new iPad. Praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. So we're going to be getting ready to do what they call Zoom, Z-O-O-M.
Come on now, Pastor.
You can download it on your computer, or you can download the app on your phone. I'm working to get it together for this Wednesday. So I will be reaching out to you again. But what this will allow us to do is to have Bible study and be able to see each other. If you have a computer, you can log in to the Zoom app, and I will send you the information of how to connect. If you don't have access to a computer or a cell phone that allows you to FaceTime, you can still call in like you did today. I can make sure that everybody has all the information so that we can be prepared to see each other, because I miss seeing y'all. Amen. I've seen Brother Jerry. I've seen Brother Farrell. I've seen Mother Kimmins and Brother Kimmins, and I've talked to a whole lot of you, but I have not been able to see your smiling faces, and this will give us the opportunity to see each other face to face through Zoom. Thank God for modern technology, y'all. Amen. So those are our announcements, and we are making ready now to receive our Sunday school teacher, Sister Janetta Bradley. I yield this call over to you. I hope you're ready for a word on today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace and prayer. Father God, most holy and gracious Father, we call upon your holy name this morning. What a mighty God you are. A God from everlasting to everlasting, the great I am. Father God, we thank you for today's Sunday school lesson, Father God, that we learn what it is that you have for us, that we will receive it, apply it to our life, and live according to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Injustice will be punished. Background, Esther 3, 5, and 7. Trinity text, Esther 7. Verses 1 through 10, devotional reading, Luke 19, verses 11 through 26. So if you turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 19, we'll be reading verses 11 through 26. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem, the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. But this money to put this money to work, he said, and until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king. He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servant to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, "Sir, your miners have earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant," his master replied, "because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter." The second came and said, "Sir, your miners have earned 5 more." His master answered, "You take charge of 5 cities." Then another servant came and said, "Sir, here is your miner. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." His master replied, "I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then did you put my money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?" Then he said to those standing by, "Take his mine away from him and give it to the one who has 10 miners." "Sir," they said, "he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away." Keep in mind on page 389, "So they impaled Haman on the pole he had set up for Mordecai, and the king's anger subsided." A little background for today's lesson. After Babylon was conquered by the Persians, the Jews were released from captivity by King Cyrus of Persia to return to their homeland and rebuild the temple. But some of the Jews decided to remain in Persia. Among those were Mordecai and Esther. Esther's parents were dead, and her father was Mordecai's uncle. By the time Mordecai and Esther entered the scene in Persia, King Xerxes the First was the king of Persia. The king was married to Vashti, and one day the king was having a banquet, and he summoned for her to come before him and his guests, but she refused to come. So the king divorced her, and she was banished from the kingdom. Now the king needed a new queen. So they held what we would call today a beauty contest, where all the first young virgins in all the province would come before the king so he can choose another wife. She was among the young women, but no one knew she was a Jew. Mordecai had instructed Esther to keep her nationality a secret. Esther found favor with Haggai, the king's chamberlain that cared for the king's harem. He was pleased with her. When Esther's turn came to present herself before the king, she found favor with him, and he made her his queen. One day, Mordecai overhears a plot to kill the king, and he tells Esther. She tells the king, giving Mordecai the credit. Mordecai found favor with the king for saving his life. Now Haman, who was appointed by the king and all the king prince and once and all the ones that sit at the gate, they everyone bowed down to Haman. That is all except Mordecai. Haman had found out that Mordecai was a Jew because Mordecai did not bow down to him. He wanted to put Mordecai to death, but not just Mordecai. It angered him so much that he wanted to put all the Jews to death. So Haman devised a plan to get the king to destroy the Jews in the kingdom, including Mordecai. Because the king trusted Haman, he didn't ask him who the people were that he was going to destroy. The king agreed and set the date for the Jews' destruction. The decree was signed in April, in March the following year, all the Jews were to be put to death. The reason it took so long, almost a year, is because Persia was a large province, and it would take that long for the word to reach to the end of the province that all the Jews would be killed. When Mordecai heard about Haman's scheme, he convinced Esther to act on behalf of the people and to save them while risking her own life. Esther sends Mordecai a message telling him to have all the Jews to go on a fast for 3 days and nights and not to eat or drink anything, that she and her maidens would do the same thing. And at the end of that time, she would go before the king. But according to law, it was not custom for the queen to just to go before the king. But she said, if I perish, I perish. Because if you go before the king, before he summons you, you could be put to death, or you could be divorced. But she was going to take a chance. Then 3 days later, Esther found favor with the king, who offered her anything she wanted. And she said she would reveal what she wanted at a feast she was preparing for the king and for Haman. She was developing a plan to reveal Haman as wanting to destroy her and her people. In the meantime, Haman's wife and friends had influenced him to put up a pole 75 feet high to impale Mordecai. That night, the king was unable to sleep and requested for the book of records to be read to him. In reading, they found where Mordecai had saved the king's life. And the king wanted to know if anything had been done for Mordecai, and he was told nothing had been done. So the next day, the king sees Haman and asks him what should be done for one who had found favor, who the king had found favor with, talking about him. So he tells the king to give that person the royal treatment. Haman suggests that the royal apparel the king used to wear and the horse the king ride on and a royal crown be placed on that person's head, and that the noble prince to lead the horse through the streets of the city. Then the king tells Haman to do everything he said, but to do it with Mordecai, because Mordecai was the one that the king was talking about. We can see the movement of God throughout the story. It was planned and directed by God. Imagine how Haman felt after leading Mordecai through the city. He runs home moaning. I imagine he was cursing. He covered his head. He had to tell his wife and his friends what had happened. Haman's wife says to him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but surely fall before him. In other words, they were telling him, Mordecai is a Jew. You cannot win. You have already started to fall. Surely you will be ruined. So if you would turn to me on page 390 in your Sunday school book, where Esther reveals to the king, I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. So the king and Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet. On a certain occasion, while they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, tell me what you want, Queen Esther. What is your request? I will give it to you, even if it is half the kingdom. Queen Esther replied, if I have found favor with the king, and it pleases the king to grant my request, I ask that my life and the lives of my people will be spared. For my people and I have been sold to those who will kill, slaughter, and annihilate us. If we have merely been sold as slaves, I could remain quiet, for that would be too trivial a matter to warrant disturbing the king. We see Esther's plan here is revealed. Verse 2, we see that Esther had a two-day banquet. She invites the king and Haman, and the king for the second time asked her, what did she want? At the second banquet, the king, she finally tells the king what she wanted. The king had asked her three times, so that showed that king, he apparently could see something was wrong. He knew she wanted something, so he didn't let it go. So in verse 3, she asked for her life and the lives of her people to be spared. She knew that the time was running out for her and her people. Esther humbly pleaded for her life and the lives of her people. She was interceding for the whole Jewish nation. Verse 4, the phrase, for my people and I have been sold, it means that the decree was signed by the king that they would be destroyed, that her and her people would be killed. Said that she wouldn't complain to the king if they had been sold into slavery, because as slaves, there was always hope that God would deliver his people, but there was no hope in death. Verse 5, who would do such a thing, King Xerxes demanded. Who would be so presumptuous as to touch you? Esther replied, this wicked Haman is our adversary and our enemy. Haman grew pale with fright for the king and queen. Then the king jumped to his feet in a rage and went out into the palace garden. Haman, however, stayed behind to plead for his life with Queen Esther, for he knew that the king intended to kill him. He fell on the couch where Queen Esther was reclining, just as the king was returning from the palace garden. The king exclaimed, will he even assault the queen right here in the palace before my very eyes? And as soon as the king spoke, his attendant covered Haman's face, signaling his doom. Okay, we see that the king wanted to know who would take it upon himself to do something without permission. He didn't realize that he had given Haman permission when he signed the decree to put all the Jews to death. The king never asked who the people were. We see that in verse, Esther didn't hesitate telling the king, this wicked Haman is our adversary and our enemy. To make things worse, Haman had drawn the king into being a partaker of his crime. Now Haman is afraid. Queen Esther now is standing as his prosecutor. King Xerxes is the judge, and Haman's own conscience was witness against him. In his conscience, he can see everything that he has done wrong. To add to his fear is if he remember what his wife and the wise men had told him, if Mordecai, this man that had humiliated you, is a Jew, you will never succeed in your plans against Kenya. To oppose him will be fatal. Haman at the banquet of wine, but he has lost his jaw because he knew he would soon be put to death. Verse 7, we see that the king was furious when he heard the queen identify Haman as the guest of party. The king goes into the palace garden probably to cool off and consider what had to be done. Verse 8 says, as wicked as Haman was, he now makes a humble plea to Queen Esther for his life by falling where she was, reclining on the couch. He had good reason to fear. If you read in Proverbs 16:14, Solomon wrote, the wrath of a king is a messenger of death and the roaring of a lion. Nahaman made things even worse when he fell on the couch where the queen was reclining. When the king saw this, he assumed that Haman was trying to assault the queen. I can imagine the king saying, "This man must be crazy. First he wanted to kill the queen, and now he's trying to force himself on her before he's put to death." The king didn't have to tell his attendants. They automatically came and covered Haman's face, signaling his doom. He was not a condemned man, not worthy to see anymore the king or the king to see him. He was marked for execution. Verse 9 and 10, then Harbona, one of the king's eunuchs, said, "Haman has set up a sharpened pole that stands 75 feet tall in his own courtyard. He intended to use it to impale Mordecai, the man who saved the king from assassination. Then impale Haman on it," the king ordered. So they impale Haman on the pole he had set up for Mordecai, and the king's anger subsided. See in verses 9 and 10, the execution. Apparently, no one liked it, Haman, so they automatically went over and covered his face. And then the king ordered that Haman be impaled on the pole that he had intended for Mordecai to be impaled on, and it was done the same day. Haman proves that the song is right that says, "You dig one ditch, you better dig two, because the trap is set, just might be for you." After Haman was impaled on the pole, then the king's anger subsided. That same day, the king gave Esther all of Haman's estate, and he gave Mordecai his signet ring that he had given Haman along with the position of authority that Haman once held. The king decree could not be reversed because it was signed by him. So the king authorized Mordecai to write a new law telling the Jews that they have the right to defend themselves. Mordecai went out among the people dressed in his royal clothes and wearing a crown. The entire city rejoiced, and the Jews had joy, which led to many Persians to become Jews, because they were afraid of the Jews. At this time, I would like to ask, are there any questions or any comments? If there are no questions, comments.
Amen. If anyone, thank you, Sister Janetta. If anyone has any questions or comments, you can press 1 on your phone, and I can bring you live. Any questions or comments regarding what Sister Janetta just went over so wonderfully with us? It was so amazing to hear her tell us the whole story. Amen. We have a comment. I'm going to bring this person online. I think it's Elder Farmer. Elder Farmer?
Yes. Yes, Pastor. Yes, Sister Janetta. Thank you for that lesson about Esther. It just goes to show that we never know when God will call upon us and the situations that he places us in. It's just a call of faithfulness, you know what I mean, to be a one accord with everybody. Thank you for just breaking it down of Esther and Mordecai's role of just how God is in the midst of the circumstances. And even when Haman, you know, was trying to still, you know, eradicate the Jews, but God's providence was over his people. And thank you for just breaking it down about, you know what I mean, the role of Esther and Mordecai for us today to understand that even in the midst of the circumstances, we still have that same power. We still serve that God, that mighty God that preserves us and places that hedge of protection around us in order for us to do his. So thank you for that, Sister Jeanette.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Anyone else have a question or a comment for our lesson today? Press 1 and I can bring you on live. Amen. Sister Janetta, it's amazing how she just told this story and shared with us from the beginning to the very end. We have another caller I'm going to bring you on at this time.
Hello.
Hello.
So I just wanted to, yes, Pastor, I just want to say, listening to that, it made me think about when you're going out to do evil to somebody, to be mindful and to be careful that the same, you know, evil that you're setting out to do to somebody else may be done to you. And that's kind of like
that's funny.
They say you able to pick a branch out of somebody else's eye, but you sitting there with a whole tree. It's just to remind you that the same evil that you're going out to do somebody else, it may turn back on you. But then also,
Amen. Whatever
it is that you do something to them, it may be done worse to you. So just to be mindful of that. And I say just keep yourself in line with God, so then we ain't got to worry about
it. That's right. Amen. Thank you, Sister Yolanda, for that. Those comments and those reminders and that word. Amen. Is there anyone else today? I truly thank God for each of you. I made a mistake in setting up our time. I should have set our time at 120 minutes, and it's only at 90 minutes. So, Sister Janetta, thank you so much for that word on today, that lesson. I just want to bring us to a point of the application for activation. If you're on page 393 and if you're just listening, I felt it was really important. All the points that were brought out were wonderful. The story, retelling the story, was just wonderful to hear it from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. I love the gift and the ability that God has given to Sister Janetta to teach the word. She can read it, and it gets inculcated in her spirit, and then she can put it out for us to understand this story. I told y'all there was a lot of drama in this story on Wednesday night, but there's a couple of things that I just want to stress to us today. We only have about 10 minutes left, but I want to stress the application here. It says, as you find yourself witnessing the continued marginalization of individuals in this country, seek out and support organizations using their platform to elevate and alleviate the plight of the marginalized. There's so many organizations here that we can make donations to or volunteer time to. So let's think about that while we are, you know, here at home. And pray about it. What group can I join to help in this fight? What organization can I join to help in this fight? And until we can get outside to do the work, secondly, it says continue praying for and vote for elected officials who will attempt not to harm and oppress the least of these, but will establish and fight for policies that will make their lives better. So we want to continue to pray for our elected officials. We want to be knowledgeable of the measures that we vote. I was talking to Elder Farmer the other day, and he said that this man was running for some office, and he wants to know who this man is, what he stands for, what he believes in, where he came from, what he's all about. That's what we have to do before we can vote for somebody. Just because they're commercial, they got a lot of commercials on TV, don't mean that they're the person for the job. We need to know, we need to study, we need to know and get good information. Then it says, lastly, through prayer and fasting, I hope that you have not waited on me to call a corporate fast to pray and fast for the flattening of this virus and pray for the salvation of your family. I hope you're not waiting on somebody to call a fast because you're sick. When we read this lesson, Esther was in trouble. When we're talking about having a strong prayer life, when you're in trouble, you call people and you say, join me as I fast and pray. I want you to fast and pray with me. This is what I'm praying for. This is what I'm praying about. This is how long I'm fasting. So we should be fasting and praying during this time. praying that God will help us through, praying that our family be saved, praying that our family be safe and healthy, praying that the economy will get back to where it's supposed to be. The Bible says that these things come only through fasting and praying. So I want to encourage us, body of Christ, push away from that plate. Turn off that TV. No Facebook, no Instagram for today. No phone calls for today. It's just me and God. That's fasting. It don't always have to involve food. So let's make some personal time. We got some time to be in the house for a while, and it's easy to fast when you ain't got to be out and around a whole bunch of people and everybody offering you stuff to eat when you know you fasting. That's when people come up with all kind of things. I'll buy you lunch. I'll take you out to dinner, and you trying to fast. Now, ain't nobody going to take you nowhere because there ain't nowhere to go. Stay home. This is a proper time to fast and pray. So it says prayer and fasting brings all your cares and worries regarding how people are treated to God, and trust that God will bring forth justice and righteousness. Amen. So that's our lesson today. That was the application of our lesson today. We truly thank God for our teacher. Amen. I applaud her today. We applaud her today.
Amen.
Such a wonderful job, and I thank God for her gift that she shares with the body of Christ. Want to continue to encourage each other. Amen. So send her a text and let her know she did an awesome job on today.
Amen.
Let her know she did a great job. I want you to be mindful of our announcements that have came forth today, and we truly thank God for each of you that have called in. It's been wonderful being your host, being your worship leader, your presider over the worship service on today. I pray that something has been said that is going to encourage you, that's going to help you, that's going to bless you, that's going to keep your mind stayed on God and all of his righteousness, and keep your mind on the characteristics of God. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm always there. I will always be with you. And so we just truly thank God for each of you. I want to say a small prayer, and then I want to play this song that was just released on Friday. Okay. Well, I can't find it now. I'll play it tonight. I cannot find it, but I will play it tonight. Something has got to break. I will give it to you tonight. I'll play it tonight. But I want you to be encouraged and know that God is in control. He is in charge of everything. Amen. He has not forgotten us. He has not forsaken us. And he is with us. And we just thank him. So let's just pray. Amen. Gracious Father, we just thank you for this word on today. God, we thank you that you reign on the just as well as the unjust, and we realize that injustice will be punished. Father, we thank you for the story of Esther as a triumph of justice. And God, I pray now that we would pray and seek your face and fast, oh God, that we will declare that wickedness will not win, Father. God, I thank you now, oh God, for those that are here on this line. I pray today that they would choose to act justly in every situation with the assurance that good triumphs over evil. Father, we lift you up. We magnify you. We exalt your name, oh God. We give you the glory and the honor. And God, we pray now in the matchless name of Jesus that your perfect will be done in our lives. We will continue to give you the glory. We will continue to give you the honor. We will continue to praise you, for you are our way maker. You are our strength. You are our peace. You are our joy. And we love you with an everlasting love. Thank you for all those that participated in our worship experience today. Thank you, oh God. for the word that came forth, God. May we not only be hearers of your word, but may we be doers of your word. Father, if there's someone on this line that's listening today that have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray today, God, that they would soften their heart and they would get the earwax out of their ears and hear your voice, God, and then come, God, and say, Father, receive me as your child. They don't have to be in front of a whole congregation of people to receive the Lord. They can do it at a bus stop. They can do it in the house. They can do it in the hospital, in the nursing home, in the prison walls. They can receive the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, wherever they are. For the word of God says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised his son Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. So, God, today, if there's someone that's not saved on this line, I pray today that they would receive you as their Lord and Savior. I pray today, oh, God, that they would turn from their wicked ways, seek your face, call upon your name, oh, God, and believe, oh, God, that you are the God of our salvation, that you died on the cross for the remission of our sins. God, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you in advance for the souls, oh God, that you are adding to the kingdom, oh God. We praise you in advance, oh God, for the souls that you're adding to the kingdom. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen.
Man, I consider my life nothing. If I could just finish the race and complete the job the Lord Jesus gave me. I live to tell the world his message. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed. I ain't ashamed.
We sold out. Sick in God's face till we fold out. We want it, we got it. We ain't trying to hold out. Break me, shake me, mold me. I'd rather die like Christ than live unholy.
We sold out.
Sick in God's face till we fold out.
Chicks and cars.
like Christ, then live unholy. We sold out.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, live holy every day. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Until tonight, church family, love you.
Love you.